is there a difference to you in a green bean and a snap bean, or maybe a...
No, it's nearly about the same thing. They're both green and fresh. Some of them call them a fresh stringless bean.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, they're a hair difference too, because them old big ones has got what we call strings on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that regular little green snap bean, he's stringless. He's just plumb slick all. There's no string to him at all.
Just snap it up and not have to do that.
That's right.
What do you call the tops of turnips that some people cook them and you make a mess of? Some people just cook the part that grows below the soil and
turnips. Uh-huh.
What is the green stuff that you put in salads if you make just a green toss salad? Shaped rather like a cabbage.
Lettuce.
And if you had two bunches of lettuce, you'd say you've got two...
Two heads.
Have you ever used the word heads to refer, if you're talking about the number of children you have?
You've got so many heads, children.
Heads of children.
Well, a boy, he's a tongue-tied, and he's a good boy, he's a Christian-hearted boy, and he's tongue-tied, and they'd ask him how many children he had, and he'd say, sore head. He had four heads, but he couldn't talk, and he'd say, sore head.
Sore came out before.
Yeah.
What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And when you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears is the...
Shuck.
Oh, and what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob, or that you'd probably cook on the cob?
Well, regular field corn. Well, you can roasting air corn. Lots of people plants call it roasting air corn, planting a garden. But you can go out in the field and get the main field corn. That's just as good as any.
Just as good.
That's what a lot of people do. They're canning.
Uh-huh.
Is go buy corn right out of the field because they get such big, nice ears.
Uh-huh.
And pick them and get big ears out of the field and get more corn.
And what do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tussle.
And the stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks, and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off.
It's silks.
What is the large, almost round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pies out of at Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Pumpkin.
And what kind of yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squashes.
And what are the different kinds of melons that you might have?
Well, we've got several different types of the cantaloupes and all. I've got what's called a golden honeymoon mushroom. That's my choice, the golden honeymoon. I've got some seed planted now in cups where I can transfer them into the field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when he goes turning yellow, a cantaloupe, now most of these cantaloupes and stuff they got,
mm-hmm.
when he goes turning yellow, it won't be just a day or two before, if you don't use him, he'd be mushy and not fit to eat. But these here golden honeymoon will stay for a week and a half and 2 weeks.
Don't have to refrigerate it or anything?
No.
I think you mentioned that occasionally in the summertime you sell watermelons?
Yeah, I sell watermelon down here.
And can you tell me something about the different kinds of watermelons?
Yeah.
Some of the names for the different
ones? Now my favorite watermelon is a Congo and the backseed Golden Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
That's two of the best-selling watermelons there is on the market.
Mm-hmm.